Iran's President Hassan Rouhani is in the Vatican City visiting Pope Francis as part of his European tour. Earlier in the day, Rouhani attended a forum of business leaders in the Italian capital, Rome. He told the participants that Tehran is seeking to boost its economic relations with foreign partners, including Italy. Iran's Navy is prepared to launch drills in the Sea of Oman and the northern part of the Indian Ocean. Navy Commander Rear Admiral Habibullah Sayeri says the exercises, codenamed Velayat 94, will show off the might of the Iranian naval forces. The tactical phase of the maneuver starts today. A lawyer for a hunger-striking Palestinian prisoner is warning that his client's health is deteriorating. Jawad Bulos says Muhammad Al-Ghir could die in the Israeli prison any minute. The journalist has been refusing to eat for more than 2 months now in protest against his administrative detention. Russia describes as destabilizing and short-sighted the deployment of the U.S. missile system and NATO's expansion near its borders. Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says Moscow won't allow the West to punish it for having an independent foreign policy. The Zika virus continues to cause a global health scare. Colombia estimates that there are 600,000 cases of infection in the South American country. The World Health Organization warns the mosquito-borne disease is likely to spread across nearly all of the Americas. Malaysia's Prime Minister Najib Razak has been cleared of corruption in a long-running financial scandal that has gripped the Asian nation. The Attorney General's office says the $681 million Najib received in his bank account was a gift from the Saudi royal family. Canberra's under growing pressure to cut constitutional ties with Britain as more people are calling for another referendum on who should be Australia's head of state. Britain's Queen Elizabeth II, also the Queen of Australia, is effectively the head of state of the former British colony.